Welcome to today's news discussion. I'm Sonia, and I'm joined by Simon.
Hello, Sonia. Good morning to our listeners.
Let's start with the news about Alphabet Inc. The company has been highlighted as one of the top stocks in Chase Coleman's Tiger Global portfolio. Can you tell us more about why it's considered a good investment?
According to the articles, Alphabet's involvement in AI through its Google Cloud platform is a significant factor. On June 4, 2026, IBM and Alphabet's Google Cloud launched a new practice to enhance enterprise AI scaling. What does this partnership mean for Alphabet's growth prospects?
The partnership integrates IBM Consulting Advantage with Google Cloud's Gemini, which suggests a strong push into AI-driven solutions for enterprises. This could potentially open up new revenue streams for Alphabet. The reporting also mentions that Alphabet's shares are among the top performers in Fisher Investments' portfolio, with 121% increase over the past year.
That's impressive. So the AI focus seems to be paying off. What about other factors that might be driving this performance?
The articles mentioned that Jim Cramer highlighted Alphabet's stock repurchases on Mad Money, suggesting that there may be something significant happening with the underwriting process. This, combined with the company's strong AI positioning, appears to be driving investor interest.
Speaking of AI, NVIDIA has been making headlines with its deals in South Korea. What are the details of these agreements?
NVIDIA has announced a series of deals with major South Korean tech companies, including SK Hynix and Naver. These agreements are aimed at advancing NVIDIA's AI ambitions by securing crucial memory chips and attracting new customers. The deals were made during NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang's high-profile trip to South Korea.
That's interesting. How do these deals fit into NVIDIA's broader strategy in the AI space?
The reporting suggests that NVIDIA is looking to secure high-bandwidth memory chips from SK Hynix, which are used in AI servers. This cooperation is crucial for NVIDIA's continued growth in the AI market. The agreements also include plans to build AI data centers with Naver and Doosan Group.
So, NVIDIA is strengthening its supply chain and expanding its customer base in AI. What implications does this have for the broader AI industry?
The increased collaboration between NVIDIA and South Korean tech giants could accelerate the development of AI technologies and infrastructure in the region. This might have a positive impact on the global AI landscape by driving innovation and adoption.
Let's shift gears to some economic news from Kyrgyzstan. The IMF has released its outlook on the country's reserve money. What are the key points?
According to the IMF, Kyrgyzstan's reserve money growth is expected to remain stable in 2027. The country's gross international reserves are projected to continue covering more than 3 months of imports through 2031. When adjusted for re-exports, the reserves are expected to cover over 6 months of imports through 2028.
That's a positive outlook. What about the current account deficit? Has the IMF commented on that?
Yes. The IMF expects Kyrgyzstan's current account deficit to narrow steadily over the medium term. The external public debt service burden is projected to remain moderate through most of the forecast period, before rising at the end of the decade.
Let's move on to some news about the airline industry. U.S. carriers spent nearly $6.5 billion on jet fuel in April. What are the implications of this?
The spending represents a 78% jump from the previous year, despite a slight decrease in fuel consumption. This increase is largely due to higher fuel prices. The airline industry's top global trade group has warned that soaring energy costs could nearly halve profits in 2026.
That's significant. So, how are airlines responding to these rising costs?
Airlines around the world have been raising airfares and fees, cutting other perks, and canceling or trimming flight schedules to contain costs. This is a direct response to the increased fuel expenses and the anticipated impact on profitability.
The oil market has also been affected by recent geopolitical events. Oil prices surged after Israel launched renewed strikes on Lebanon. What happened?
The strikes raised fears of a prolonged conflict in the Middle East, which could threaten oil flows through the Strait of Hormuz. This geopolitical tension wiped out earlier losses in oil prices and caused them to jump by more than $2 per barrel.
So the conflict in Lebanon and the broader regional tensions are driving the oil price increase. What are the potential implications for the global energy market?
The renewed violence in the region presents a barrier to a potential U.S.-Iran peace deal and the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. This could lead to continued volatility in oil prices and impact global energy supplies.
As we wrap up today's discussion, it's clear that geopolitical events, technological advancements, and economic forecasts are all playing significant roles in shaping various industries.
That's all for today. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you later.